Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is going before Congress regarding the Hillary Clinton email case. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy delivered the opening comments.
If prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends and prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it begins is not evidence of outcome determinative bias, for the life of me, I don't know what would be. That is textbook bias. It is quite literally the definition of bias.
Smokers hit an all-time low. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The number of Americans who smoke cigarettes reaching the lowest level ever recorded. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which reports just under 14% of Americans smoked in 2017. And cities, the rate was 11%. It's twice that in rural areas. But 50 years ago, more than 40% of Americans were smokers.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump addressed the National Federation of Independent Businesses today. The president discussed our trade and our relationship with Canada.
We're treated horribly. Dairy, 275% tariff. So basically that's a barrier, without saying it's a barrier.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said if you are seeking asylum and coming to the United States, you should travel to a port of entry. Ron Vitello is the current acting deputy commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He expands on what the AG said yesterday.
If these groups would choose to go to the port of entry and make their asylum claim there, those are the only circumstances by which they would be separated, where the child was actually in danger or we could not prove the familial relationship. At the ports of entry, if they make those claims, they would not be separated.
Vitello also has a message for Congress.
We've been advocating to deliver on the president's promise for border security, and we're asking for these loopholes to be closed. This happened to us again in 2014. ICE stood up family detention center temporarily, and we started holding people until they got their due process hearing, and the numbers went dramatically down. At the beginning of this year, the numbers went dramatically down again because people thought there would be a consequence for this illegal activity. We'd like Congress to give us that tool back so that people can be held until their hearing. They can go through a due process that would allow people who are actually qualified for asylum to get it, and then those that didn't would be removed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. Patty Smith will introduce us to Gold Star families, who they are and what they do. Then Colonel Al Nahas will discuss an amazing book, Warriors Remembered. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to introduce Patty Rios Smith, who is the president of Gold Star Families. For those of you who don't know, a Gold Star family, or mother or father, is one who had a family member lose their life while serving in our military. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Patty.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Patty, tell us how the term Gold Star for families or mothers, fathers, sisters, I guess, how'd that happen? Where did that come from?
Well, during World War II, a Blue Star service banner was created, and people would hang them in their window, and that meant that they had somebody active duty serving in conflict. Like in my case, I'm a proud mom of two Marine sons. I had a double Blue Star service banner hanging in my window. But when someone loses their life in service to our country, we say their star turns to gold. And so that's what the term Gold Star means. And a lot of people are not aware of this because when we're in school, Gold Star is the best there is, right? But
yep.
This particular club, all the families say, it's a club they never wanted to belong to. So Gold Star is representative of loss.
And when you say loss, it doesn't mean in combat. It means while serving our military, whether traveling, training, combat, whatever it is. If they're in uniform serving our nation and they lose their lives, that's what we're talking about.
Correct.
And that's really important because training is as dangerous as combat sometimes and everything else. That makes a great deal of sense. Okay, Patty, tell us your story.
I am a double Blue Star mom. My sons are out now, and I serve as advocate for Gold Star families everywhere. So I had no connection to the military community prior to my two sons enlisting in the Marine Corps within 6 months of each other. Shortly after that, one went for his first tour duty in Iraq, came back safe, and then both sons deployed, not at the same time, but a couple months from each other, so they were over there at the same time. One was in Ramadi, and the other was in Fallujah. Thankfully, they came home safe and sound, but as time went on, after they were honorably discharged, I got looking around in our region of the state and realized there wasn't any presence for families who had not been as fortunate as me. And I saw a lot of wounded, brokenhearted people, and there was nothing for them. So I started and founded America's Gold Star Families. We are now a 501c3. And initially, our goal was if we could just help one, three, or five family members, that would be suffice. Well, our organization in 5 short years has just exploded. And we have a number of programs and services, both local, regional, and on a national level, to where I had to quit my six-figure income job, and I now work full-time pro bono serving families of the fallen.
Wow. That's almost a dream situation, isn't it? When you're doing something that you have great passion for and you're helping people and you can see, you can experience their help and appreciation. That's got to be amazing.
Well, it is the most rewarding and meaningful work I've ever done. I will tell you that. And looking back, everything I've been through in my life has prepared me for this. A lot of the families tell me that they're glad that somebody with a clear head is serving as advocate for them because, you know, they're brokenhearted. And yes, they're very strong people. I have the ones I have met, incredibly strong. They go on with their lives, but their lives have been altered and will never be the same while on this earth. Every birthday, every holiday, every remembrance of their anniversary of their homegoing, they just kind of walk with a limp inside. And so I'm here to bring awareness and advocacy. And I have come across so many people like myself who want to do something.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing Gold Star families with Patty Smith. Patty, that makes huge sense. If you love someone and you lose them, whether it's to old age or whether it's to serving their country or a car accident or whatever, it's a lost situation. But when you share that they were in service to our country, being able to work with other people who understand, who have been there, who went through the drill, helps. And helping others the way you have been helped is even more helping, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we're all called to do something in this life. And that calling represents serving others over and above ourselves. By nature, we're all selfish people. It's just in us. But being around those that serve and challenge others to serve, teach others how to serve outside of your own comfort zone, that's what makes America great to me.
I could not agree more. So I have often heard Gold Star mothers, Gold Star fathers, Gold Star families. Are they all, if my wife and I had lost a son, we didn't, we're a Gold Star family. That makes me a Gold Star father. It makes her a Gold Star mother, right?
Right.
Are there subgroups? Are there Gold Star father groups and Gold Star mother groups and Gold Star family groups? Or is it whatever you want to call it?
There are a lot of subgroups across the country. As you mentioned, Gold Star mothers, fathers, wives, siblings. But our business model is for families. And the reason being is because everyone hurts. The aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the grandma, the grandpa, those related by marriage. The entire family is affected by loss. And so we didn't want to be exclusive and say, you can come, but you can't. We will take care of you, but we won't you. And there's nothing wrong with those other groups. I don't mean to imply that at all. It's just that we felt firmly that the whole family hurts, and so we open up our services to everyone. We have quarterly events where we have everyone come together for a barbecue or a potluck, a commemoration. And we do that to create an environment where those who have suffered loss can come and meet and be with other people who have experienced similar loss. When those relationships grow and develop, a little bit of healing can actually take place. And that's our mission, to provide honor, hope, and healing to those grieving any military loss. So we build community. We have a Facebook group, and we do these events. And then our projects as well are for public awareness.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And you're national, right? You're geographically, I think, in the Midwest, aren't you?
Yes, we're located in central Illinois. And so that's why I mentioned early on that we have a physical presence here and impact the region. But we also have a couple of national projects or programs, if you will, that people can plug into, and we will recognize their fallen hero. We have a Fallen Heroes Tree of Honor. We have two of them right now. We are in process of expanding those. And on the tree that goes up right before Thanksgiving, comes down after the first of the year, it's placed in a prominent area, an airport. It has been in the Illinois State Capitol. This year, for the first time, it will be in the Peoria Riverfront Museum. But as I mentioned, we're working with other locations outside of central Illinois. Every ornament on there has a picture or a label of a fallen hero and his rank, service branch, and date of home going. We also send birthday cards to children of the fallen. And currently we have 600 children's names on our database. Those are sent to 44 states. So we tried to do both because you can't be all things to all men and everywhere at the same time. So we develop a solid community and presence within central Illinois, but have found these other avenues where we can honor their hero as well. And oftentimes I will hear, I don't have anything in my community, any way to honor my hero. There's nobody here that remembers my child on their birthday. And that's where we step in, and that's something we can do.
That is awesome. And there's more to discuss about Gold Star families, and Patty's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till we return. I want you to lean and mean.
Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Frontlines of Freedom, and we would like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly employer, Spartan Ash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Ash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing, because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation about Gold Star families with Patty Rios Smith. So, Patty, while you're geographically in Illinois heavily, talk to us about what people not in your geographical area, how they would reach out to you, what you can do for them, how people can volunteer. Talk to us about that aspect of what you guys do.
Sure. Sure. We have a website, and it is ourname.org, americasgoldstarfamilies.org. You can visit there and look around, and it tells you everything that we do, that we're doing, the programs and services that we offer. We underwrite grief counseling. We offer scholarships. We have programs, like I mentioned, Fallen Heroes Tree of Honor, the birthday cards for Children of the Fallen. And there's a donate today button on there. I had somebody call me the other day and say, I want to know where your money goes. And I told them, I explained everything. And he said, okay, that's all I want to know. And a couple hours later, he had donated $500. We have no paid staff. We are 100% volunteer, and we don't even have overhead. I watch where every penny goes. It is that important. It is critical. This organization operates with integrity. Our governance is as such. We have a board of directors, but we answer to a Gold Star Advisory Council because we go to them on occasion and say, are we doing this right? Because no one on the board is Gold Star. We just have hearts for them. So then we'll go to them and say, are we doing this right? Can we do this better? What is your opinion of this? And then we take our orders from them. And it has worked out very well.
I think that's really interesting that the group that's doing this are not Gold Star families themselves. And you recognize that you think you know what you're doing, but you need to keep checking with the people who have been there and are experiencing it to be sure.
Exactly.
And it's an acknowledgement on the part of your workers that they're serving some people that need the service, that deserve the service, and they're glad to do it, and they're doing it for nothing. That's quite a statement in itself.
Well, if anyone would ever come to the board and challenge a decision we've made, we can back ourselves up by saying, hey, we bounced this off the Gold Star Advisory Council. They say it's okay. That's who we answer to, so we stand by our decision and go from there.
Well, there's no such thing as perfect solutions, and you can always find at least one person who will disagree with any decision you make at all. Mm-hmm. So that's just part of life. That said, it sounds like you've got a very good business model. You mentioned you were quite successful in business before you started this. What did you do for business?
I have an MBA, Master's in Business Administration. Got that from Bradley University. And my husband and I were entrepreneurs. We own our own business as well. When I was in the business world, I was a successful real estate agent. I got many awards my first year, Rookie of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, and such. So that's what I was doing when I started this. And then the day came when I told my husband, I said, you need to sit down. I have to tell you something. Well, his face got white because we never talk like that to each other.
As a husband, I understand. I got white just hearing your story. Go ahead.
And I said, I need to quit my job and I need to do this full time and I need to do it for free. I just know in my heart, this is the way it's going. The organization has just grown incredibly in awareness and families. We're the only organization that doesn't want to grow, but is doomed to. And we do every year. We add families. So he had to process it. He said, that's a lot of money we're giving up. And I said, I know, but I know in my heart it's what I'm supposed to do. And I don't even want to be in business anymore. I think about this all the time. So I tell people God could have called anyone to do this. I'm so glad he asked me, because surely he could have found somebody better and smarter and richer and whatever. Oh, another program that we've just launched, project, is our Hometown Hero banners. They are like 30 by 75 durable banners, double-sided, and they honor our fallen. And they are hung from the lampposts in our community. And right now we have 57 in Peoria area, 3 in a nearby community, and 7 more are going up in another nearby community. I had somebody from Abilene, Texas call me and say, would you do this project in our community? And I said, that's very complimented. I'm honored you asked, but no, there's no way I can do that, but I will teach you how to do it. And I got a call this morning from someone in a community in very southern Illinois. I want one in my community. So we are in the process of doing that. I'm getting calls from outside of Illinois saying, again, I don't have any way to honor my hero. Can we hang a banner for our hero in your community? I will never say, no, we won't honor your hero. Of course we will. We'll find a way to make it work. The banners are $250, and I raise the money, or some families want to sponsor their own.
That makes sense. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're talking Gold Star Families with Patty Rios-Smith. Patty, you've already transitioned into my last question, and that is, how can people in other states, other communities, reach out? And the answer is you'll help them. You won't do for them, but you will help them learn from your mistakes and do it themselves. Is that a fair understanding of what you just said?
Absolutely. We are always here to help and guide and connect them with other resources, hopefully in their area. And that's what we're here for, just to help one another.
Well, that's something that every community can do if there's people there that wish to do it. And it's worthy of note, you don't have to be a Gold Star family to do this, as Patty and her whole team are not Gold Star families, but they've elected to do it to honor Gold Star families and the fallen. There's really no requirement except a desire to serve. Isn't that fair?
That's right. That's right. You really do have to have a heart for the people and the families and the brokenhearted, and to know, you know, you tread very lightly. People are at different stages in their grief journey, and it could be so easy to say the wrong thing. So we have to walk delicately, listen, be sensitive to, and sometimes you just got to give a hug or put your arm around them or touch their hand with yours. Sometimes that's all you can do, but it's enough in that moment. It's something.
Yes, and that's so true. And certainly in this kind of community. Mm-hmm. So, Patty, we've got about a minute left. Wrap it up for us to include, say, a couple times how people can contact you.
Well, first of all, you can call me. My phone number is 309-231-5090. It's on the Internet, so no problem putting it out there. Visit our website, americasgoldstarfamilies.org. For those of you that aren't Gold Stars, because we never charge our families for anything, but those of you that would like to contribute to the work that we're doing and help us expand and help others, you can donate online. It is a tax-deductible donation because we are a 501c3. Again, we have no paid staff or overhead, so the money you give goes to where we say it's going to go.
And if for some reason you can't remember what Patty just said, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. I've got her address and phone number and website. I'll get it to you. But if this is something that rings your bell, here's a resource. You don't have to figure out how to do it. It's figured out for you. All you got to do is the work.
Patty, you know, I'd like to say just one more thing.
Yeah, please.
Everybody in life experiences loss. And I don't mean to minimize a loss that isn't in the military. But it is worth saying. That's why we say freedom isn't free. The lives we get to live every day, the American dreams we get to pursue, have come at the shortened lives of young men and young women cut down, so that we can live like this. And that's why it's important. That's why it's important we teach our children and our grandchildren the Pledge of Allegiance, what the meaning of Memorial Day is, and why we need to honor. It's very important.
Patty, amen. It's clearly that God led you into this, and I could not agree more. Thank you, Patty, for joining us today. Thank you for the way your family is serving our nation. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk about the great book, Warriors Remembered, as we talk with author Colonel Al Nahas. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president once again addressed border security.
Without a border, you don't have a country. You don't have a country. Under current law, we have only two policy options to respond to this massive crisis. We can either release all illegal immigrant families and minors who show up at the border from Central America, or we can arrest the adults for the federal crime of illegal entry.
The markets are down for the sixth consecutive day. Chief Economic Advisor from Allianz, Mohammed El-Arin, joined Fox Business to talk about why this is happening.
So away from the U.S., things are slowing down, and that's because their growth hasn't been policy-induced.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Now it's a pleasure to welcome a brother of a West Point classmate of mine, also a West Pointer, Al Nahas, to the show. 54 years ago, his brother and I graduated from West Point, became second lieutenants. He's 3 years younger than we are, so he's just a kid. Al served a full career in the Army and went on to have a successful career in the business world. But he's joining us because he's researched and written an amazing book, Warriors Remembered. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Al.
Thank you very much, Denny. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, it's fun. Tell me why you went to West Point. Were you just following your brother's steps, and why the Army?
No, not at all. I just knew even from high school that I wanted to be a soldier, and West Point seemed to be the right place to start that. And as you mentioned, I graduated in 1967. In July of 68, I actually got to Vietnam and started that part of my career.
Okay. And you served a full career. What branch were you in?
I was on infantry, but I had assignments with the engineers as well. In fact, I ended up commanding the 1st Engineer Battalion at Fort Riley, Kansas, as an infantryman.
That's got to be an interesting story all by itself, but that would get us away from our purpose for this interview. We may have to talk about that. On the other hand, but then again, at West Point, we were all engineering majors, right?
Yes.
So we didn't have any choice back then. It's different now. Okay. Then you went to work in industry after you served your full career. What did you do in industry?
Well, I started out in the manufacturing arena where I was vice president for manufacturing at a textile dye machine company. And then I came to Houston and went to work for on building power plants. I started my own leadership development company in 2001. With the demise of Enron. And that's also when I got started on finding Vietnam veteran memorials around the country.
You talked about leadership, running a leadership company. Do you still do that?
I do. do. It's called Focus Leadership, and we help corporate executives and corporate teams develop the vision that they have for their company and then translate that to an executable strategy that they can get everybody on board to make that happen.
Well, that's mighty important. I've run a couple of companies, and I can tell you how important that is. Okay, this is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're about to discuss Warriors Remembered with Al Nahas. Al, why'd you write the book? I mean, you have an interesting career, military and civilian world and all that sort of stuff, but since this wasn't just an idea that you sat down and wrote and 2 days later or 2 weeks later you were done with it. This had to be a
vision. No, it wasn't at all. Warriors Remembered began actually in 2002. I was winding down my time building power plants for Enron and found a website that had about a dozen Vietnam memorials on it with photographs and brief descriptions. And I realized I didn't know anything about any of those. One in particularly really touched me, and I knew I had to go see it for myself. And that's called Wings of an Eagle in Missoula, Montana. It's a 12-foot fatherly angel framed with eagle wings representing Montana, and he's lifting a soldier from the battlefield. But the sculptress really leaves it up to you to decide if the warrior's being saved from the battle or taken to his final reward. And then, you know, standing in front of that angel, I think any combat veteran would feel the spirit that reminds him of the close calls he frequently had himself as he remembers his own combat experience. And many of the memorials that I visited later in this quest, I could feel the same spirit. But I began my trip to Missoula as a personal quest, but after being there, I left knowing that I really needed to tell other veterans about these memorials. Because so many Vietnam veterans really didn't realize that they'd ever been paid thank you for the service they performed. And there's a small plaque on the back of one of the boulders in that Missoula garden that says it's never too late to say thank you. And that really became my mission for Warriors Remembered. You're right that this was far more than an overnight adventure into writing. I actually spent a composite of 6 years and 35,000 miles of travel to locate memorials, photograph them, find and interview the people who built them, and put the book together. And during that time, I mean, there was no list of memorials anywhere, so I had to develop that myself. And right now I have a list of over 1,000 Vietnam veteran memorials on my website.
Wow.
Which is for, and of that 1,000, I personally visited about 250 and then chose 100 to go into the book Warriors Remembered.
So this is a book of memorials to Vietnam veterans, and there's over 1,000 of them around the country. I guess I shouldn't act surprised because I learned it by reading your book, but I would be willing to bet that most people wouldn't even guess that it'd be a tenth of that.
No, in fact, when I was doing this, people would ask me, what are you doing? And I would say, I'm documenting Vietnam veteran memorials. And very often the question was, you mean there's more than one? Because the only one that anybody knew anything about was the wall in Washington.
Yes. Well,
so in that time period, like I said, almost 6 years, I chose the 100 to go into Warriors Remembered. I actually had to add extra pages to fit some of that material in and still ended up leaving pages out. Warriors Remembered is the only photo documentary that I know of that has 100 Vietnam veteran memorials from all 50 states and the very emotional stories of those who are mostly veterans who struggled to create them when the country really, it wasn't a very popular thing to do.
Wow. Yes, that is indeed. Indeed, troops, we're going to give away a copy of Warriors Remembered at the end of this show. But you may very well want a copy. Al, how can somebody get a copy? I'm sure it's for sale.
Yes, it is. And the best way really is to contact me on my website, which is warriorsremembered.com.
Warriorsremembered.com. It is an amazing book.
And I will autograph a copy for any veteran that signs up for a book there, and it's free shipping. The books are $49.95.
And if you're a Vietnam vet, you know somebody who's a Vietnam vet, if honoring Vietnam vets is important to you, this is an amazing book. If you didn't learn an awful lot just by hearing this much of Al's story, and there's more in the book, I'd be surprised. Al, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, but thank you for what you're doing now. This is an important thing in our nation's history, and I'm proud to say that I know the guy who did it.
Well, thank you very much, Denny. I really appreciate your having me on.
Yes, we got to stand with our brothers and sisters who are Vietnam vets. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be up to about 100 pounds by now. Do 60 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Ash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and/or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's a part of Spartan Ash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
Dear Smokey Bear, for teaching us how to prevent wildfires for 70 years, outdoor lovers would like to say something.
Happy 70th, big guy. Let's bring it in for a bear hug. Come on.
For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Mike Hewitt here. We've been hearing from the left for decades that our leaders should be negotiating directly with rogue country states such as North Korea. Yes, it's been a long-standing partisan issue. President Trump does exactly what they've been demanding, and they've not yet run out of nonsensical negative rhetoric for his having done so, and worse, for his having the outrageous nerve to be successful at it. It seems to them all domestic and foreign policy roads run through the November election with the simplest of recipes. Get rid of Trump, even if the price is financial collapse or nuclear war. And so I ask, what's more important to the American people, partisan victory or a positive, healthy, and fruitful future for our children and theirs? Seriously, folks, is this who we are as a people? Is it? I'm convinced we're better than this. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts to Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Pete from Baltimore wants to know if you're happy with the new rules the NFL has regarding kneeling during the national anthem.
Pete, no, I'm not happy. The NFL rule must be that every player will be on the field and will stand and pay respect to our flag and our national anthem. Nothing less will make me happy. The NFL can... anyway.
I think they dropped the ball on that one myself.
Oh, you really? Maybe the ball was not inflated properly?
Could be, yeah. Carol wants to know, if it's clear that criminals don't obey the laws, why do people think that gun control laws will reduce criminal shootings?
Skip, why don't you answer that? I mean, I can, but you are foaming at the mouth to answer it, I can tell. So let me share.
Why do people believe that? I think most people don't believe that. I just think that they want to feel secure, so they want to put up a sign and say, okay, now I feel safe, even though they know darn well in their heart of hearts they're not any safer than they were before.
Well, sure. I understand that in our community, heroin is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy it within two blocks of here.
Now, how do you know that, Colonel?
Because I've asked some of my students.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was thinking about a great American, Marine General Paul Xavier P.X. Kelly. We met when I was the Mideast War Planner at U.S. Readiness Command in Tampa. Our command had recently created Headquarters Rapid Deployment Joint Task Force, and General Kelly was its first and only commander. The Army, Navy, and Air Force and Marines didn't really work very well together back in the 70s, so the RDJTF's job was to conduct joint exercises to build a cooperative ethic. They also pushed for things like radios that would reach Marine frequencies and Army frequencies and Air Force frequencies, because many of them would not. I like to say that Kelly and I were new lieutenants together. You see, he was a brand new lieutenant general, and I was a brand new lieutenant colonel. We liked each other and got along quite well. He went on to become the commandant of the Marine Corps. A number of years later, after we'd both retired, Bob Dole was running for president. I was the Michigan State Chair of Veterans for Dole, and General Kelly was a national spokesman for the campaign. There was a big Veterans for Dole rally near Detroit. The main speaker was Mrs. Dole. General Kelly was to speak first and introduce Mrs. Dole. I was to introduce the general. The event was hosted by the Marine Corps League, and I'll bet half the people there were Marine vets. I spoke very positively about General Kelly, an easy thing to do because he really is a great man. I concluded by saying something like this: General, I really do admire you. And while I don't believe in reincarnation, if I did, sir, I just want you to know that if you were reincarnated, you are good enough to come back next time and be in the Army. And the crowd went wild.
Colonel, you were lucky to get out of that room alive.
Only because PX liked me.
That's okay.
Now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
On 22 June 1807, British officers of the HMS Leopard boarded the USS Chesapeake after she had set sail for the Mediterranean and demanded the right to search the ship for deserters. Commodore James Barron refused, and the British opened fire with broadsides on the unprepared Chesapeake and forced her to surrender. This British provocation led to the War of 1812.
It certainly was the straw that broke the camel back. We were headed that way anyway. And on 22 June 1876, General Alfred Terry sent Lieutenant Colonel George Custer to the Rosebud and Little Bighorn Rivers in search of Indian villages.
And he didn't come back.
But he found some.
Yes, he did. On 22 June 1898, during the Spanish-American War, Admiral Sampson began an amphibious landing near Santiago, Cuba. Lieutenant Colonel Theodore Roosevelt and Colonel Leonard Wood led the Rough Riders, a volunteer cavalry regiment, onto the beach and then into battle.
On 22 June 1940, port security responsibilities were undertaken for the first time since World War I. The Coast Guard was to govern anchorage and movement of all vessels in U.S. waters and to protect vessels, harbors, and inland coastal waterways of the United States. The Dangerous Cargo Act gave the Coast Guard jurisdiction over ships with high explosives and dangerous cargoes.
On 22 June 1942, during World War II, a Japanese submarine shelled Fort Stevens, Oregon, at the mouth of the Columbia River. You know, I didn't even know that.
Oh, that's the only time the mainland of the United States got
shelled. My wife's from Oregon, so.
Oh. She probably wasn't hanging around.
No, not yet.
And on 22 June 1943, during World War II, federal troops put down race-related rioting in Detroit that claimed more than 30 lives.
On 19 June 1944, during World War II, in what would become known as the Marianas Turkey Shoot, U.S. carrier-based fighters decimated the Japanese fleet with only a minimum of losses in the Battle of the Philippine Sea. The Japanese admiral decided to challenge the American fleet, ordering 430 of his planes launched from aircraft carriers to attack. In what became the greatest carrier battle of the war, our Navy, having already picked up the Japanese craft on radar, proceeded to shoot down over 300 aircraft and sink two Japanese aircraft carriers, losing only 29 of their own planes. It was described in the aftermath as a turkey shoot. Admiral Ozawa, believing his missing planes had landed at their Guam air base, maintained his position in the Philippine Sea, allowing for a second attack of U.S. carrier-based fighter planes to shoot down an additional 65 Japanese planes and sink another carrier. In total, the Japanese lost 480 aircraft, three-quarters of its total, not to mention most of its crews. American domination of the Marianas was now a foregone conclusion. And they never recovered after that one.
No, they didn't. And on 22 June 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the GI Bill, an unprecedented act of legislation designed to compensate returning veterans of the armed forces, known as GIs, for their effort in World War II. The American Legion successfully fought for many of the provisions included in the bill, which gave returning servicemen access to unemployment compensation, low-interest home and business loans, and most importantly, funds for education.
On 22 June 2004, North Korea, the U.S., and four other nations agreed to discuss a freezing of the North's nuclear program and inspections that would lead to its eventual dismantlement. No surprise, it didn't work again.
And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Early morning noises outside of his home woke up a Ferndale, Washington resident. The homeowner armed himself before going outside to investigate the source of the disturbance. The armed citizen noticed a broken window at his garage and that he saw a stranger. The interloper threw himself on the ground after noticing he'd been discovered. The homeowner called 911 and held the suspect at gunpoint until authorities arrived.
Thanks, Colonel. I did a little internet research on this one and discovered that the trespasser didn't appear to be acting like a quote-unquote normal burglar. Upon being discovered by the homeowner, the 20-year-old man threw himself to the ground and yelled, "Just shoot me! Just take me to jail! Just tase me!" Wisely, the homeowner didn't comply with any of the suspect's demands. He simply called 911 and waited for police. When the police arrived, they discovered a man who didn't appear to be all right in the head. He resisted arrest and appeared to be under the influence of a drug. Eventually, he was taken into custody and was charged with second-degree burglary and third-degree malicious mischief. In my opinion, I think the homeowner did a pretty good job investigating and then detaining the burglar. In a case like this, you want to maintain your distance and issue verbal commands from behind cover. Try to keep a bulletproof obstacle between you and the perpetrator. This gives you time to respond and a bit of cover should the bad guy suddenly decide to attack. Situations can change very quickly, so always be alert and ready if the man decides to attack. Keep your verbal commands loud, forceful, and clear. If the man decides to leave, just let him go, as you could be arrested for shooting a fleeing criminal should you try to stop him. But here's something else to think about. The homeowner was totally within his rights to exit his home and investigate the banging noise in his garage, but was it the wisest course of action? I think not, and for the following reason. It was 2 a.m. and dark outside. The homeowner had no idea what he was walking into. It could have been five assailants, all armed and intent on killing him. If that had been the case, the outcome could have been catastrophic for the homeowner and the people who loved him. I suggest that a wiser course of action would have been to call dispatch from within the safety of your locked home. This allows the police to respond without having to worry about an armed homeowner in the mix. Sometimes homeowners get shot in the dark of night as law enforcement tries to determine who is the good guy and who is the bad guy. Without proper intel, the homeowner was flying blind and walking into a potential ambush scenario. And that would have left the rest of his family defenseless. However, in this case, he got lucky and his bravery paid off.
Thanks, Skip. Our movie of the month is Being George. The George here is George Washington. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We're going to review it at the end of the month, and I'd really appreciate receiving your input, what you thought about the movie. Our book giveaway this week is Al Nahas's Warriors Remembered. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Warriors Remembered in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Dan Perkins will share some songs and stories for soldiers. Then we're going to meet the founders of the clothing company that makes great patriotic clothing, Mark and Deanne Stidham. We're also going to talk with Sam Rose about the recent College Student Veterans Convention, and China expert Steve Mosher will then discuss Korea.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom on this Father's Day weekend. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today in Washington, D.C., President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president again brought up our border security.
These smugglers know these rules and regulations better than the people that drew them. As a result, there has been a 325% increase in minors and a 435% increase in the smuggling or attempted smuggling.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is again answering questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill for the second straight day. Congressman Bob Goodlatte explains what these hearings going on in Washington, D.C. mean to you.
Americans expect that those with power and influence will not receive special treatment. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
What's becoming a familiar voice may soon welcome you to your hotel room. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Amazon has unveiled a new program called Alexa for Hospitality. It's designed to bring the company's voice assistant technology to everything from chain hotels to vacation rentals. And Amazon says it can be customized.